Well, good morning, everybody. We have a lot to celebrate today, and first just wanted to offer thanks to God and to so many of you for an awesome festival. It finished up last night. Well, actually, technically, it finishes after the chicken dinner, which is taking place real soon here. And so after Mass, everybody go over to the KSC for a nice chicken dinner. It's going to be great. We had a great turnout and just a really good spirit at the festival, and so a lot of hard work went into it, and so we're very thankful to everybody who helped. And we're very thankful to God who helped a lot by giving us good weather. And St. Modar came through, and he's the patron of good weather, as you may remember. And so we're very happy to have that. We celebrate two really big things around the whole United States and the larger world today. The Ascension of the Lord and Mother's Day. And so let me just speak a little bit about both. The Ascension of the Lord, I don't know how long ago this was, but I had had a day, you know, and it didn't seem like anything went right. And then I stubbed my foot as I was on like 11:30 at night. I was like, man, what in the world? But I went to pray. And I got to that place in the Psalms. I was praying my Liturgy of the Hours. And it got to Psalm 55. Psalm 55 says, oh, how I wish I had wings like a dove and could fly away and be at rest. And I thought, boom. You know, like, I think so many, everybody has those days. We all have days. We have things that happen and problems and whatever. And the Lord is able to lift us out of that muck. He's able to, he is the ascended Lord. Because of the ascension, which we celebrate today, we celebrate that he kind of is able to ascend out of all of that stuff that can lock us down and chain us down. But inasmuch as we remain in Jesus, and as our second reading today said, the church is his body. And as much as we remain in Jesus and his beautiful body, the church, and active in that, we can ascend also out of all of that stuff. And the Lord takes care. And that's a beautiful promise of Jesus. And it's all the more reason for us to stay very, very much in the Lord. Because we are in him who ascends out of everything. And then we can be like a dove with wings and go find rest in the Lord when we need it the most. Mother's Day. A different type of bird crossed my mind when I was thinking about Mother's Day, and that is the pelican. Now, the pelican is the symbol of the Eucharist. There's a lot of different symbols of the Eucharist. Grapes and wheat and bread and loaves and fish and all types of symbols for the Eucharist. But the pelican is my favorite. And the pelican is the symbol of the Eucharist. And I got to thinking about it with mothers for the same reason. Is because the mother pelican, when her baby chicks have nothing else to eat, the mother pelican, she grabs her own flesh and feeds it to her baby chicks. And she'll do it until she doesn't have any flesh left. And then she ceases to be. She will literally give up her life for her children. And that is a beautiful image of mothers. I don't know a whole lot of mothers who haven't given everything for their babies. And who wouldn't give everything for their babies. And sometimes those babies get to be pretty old, but they'll still do it. They will sacrifice more and more and more, and they will give so that their babies have life, and they give without cost. I was thinking about my own mom. She was here yesterday and the day before. They were here at the festival, and it was great, and we kind of celebrated a little bit, but my mom, I learned an awful lot from her. I learned a lot of different lessons about God. I don't think anything makes a mother happier than when her children keep the faith. And mom taught me so much about life and about God. But maybe the biggest thing that my mom taught me through her love for me, she showed me the heart of God. Because I think a mother's love is, it shows us the heart, the very heart of Jesus, the very heart of God, who is willing to give of himself so that we might have life. And Jesus, who in his own sacrifice, which we participate in at every Holy Mass, and he gives and gives and gives his life for us, just as a mother does. And so I think Mom has taught me, by the way that she showed me, by the way that she showed me so much love, she showed me the heart of Jesus. I was thinking about this whole kid the other day, about 4 days ago, the diocese came. They're making a new video, and they asked for an interview, and then they asked me to find two young boys who want to be priests. And they said the younger the better. So I found this one kindergartner, and he'll remain unnamed because I think his parents are here. And this little boy, talk about, very unique. And he has spent, I love it. And he, they asked him, they said, what do you want to be when you grow up? He said, I want to be a ninja priest. And she goes, what in the world is a ninja priest? Well, he said, I used to want to be a ninja, but now I think it's probably better to be a priest. But I still kind of want to be a ninja, so I'm going to be both, a ninja priest. And she said, okay. And she said, what's your favorite book? And he goes, well, the Bible, of course. And she says, well, what's your favorite book in the Bible? Your favorite story? He goes, Adam and Eve, I think. And she says, well, what do you like about Adam and Eve? What do you like about that story? He goes, well, let me tell you the whole story. And he just starts like, well, at the very beginning, there were two people. And it was just hilarious. But I credit that young boy's faith a lot to his mother, who has put the Lord in him from the very beginning. And mothers, we love you very much, and we thank you for all that you do for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.